The FT.
Andy Palmer might like pistons and plug-in vehicles, but there's another important P in his life, punk rock. The chief executive of Aston Martin loves nothing more than firing up some tunes while riding on his BMW motorbike. I'm Andy Sharman, the FT's motor industry correspondent, and when I met up with Mr. Palmer at the company's Warwickshire HQ, he showed off a more sensitive side as he picked his all-time favourite tracks.
Bit on the soft side, but probably Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays because I think that was around the time of me leaving school, and that sometimes resonates with me at school. So it's probably the last year. I'm going to guess it was 1979, which was probably my last year of school. The Clash, London Calling, both the album and the single, probably because it marks a time when I was doing my apprenticeship and the kind of comradeship that goes along with apprenticeships. You know, basically, I think I got paid £34 a week, and £5 a bit more, and the rest was on petrol for my motorbike and beer and a lot of good friends that I still have. And I remember going to watch The Clash at the London Odeon, so that one definitely sticks out in my mind as an important track. Rolling Stones' Wild Horses. It's just a beautiful tune that I like listening to, and I've actually got back into the Rolling Stones, having, you know, sitting in cars and on aeroplanes and having their whole portfolio. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore, but baby, that's just me. Yeah, I will love you, baby. And again, not really modern day, but Bon Jovi, mainly not because my son likes it, but because my daughters like it. And it's rock music. The whole family kind of enjoys, and had a really nice opportunity to take my kids to the Bon Jovi concert that was in Birmingham last year, I think. And again, when I'm travelling and have been travelling and have been living away for such a long time, it was an opportunity to bring the family back together and do something, which is something we all love. So, yeah, Bon Jovi is pretty special.
Is there a really hard punk track that you would recommend I listen to, to get a sense of the genre that most people would find unacceptable, but you actually enjoy listening to?
I do remember, I mean, it's worth looking online for Susie of the Banshees, for example, and of course Sex Pistols. And the Sex Pistols in my era was the one that you listened to quietly when your mum and dad couldn't hear you, but I suppose my recommendation would be go and listen to Anarchy.
You heard clips of I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats from the album The Fine Art of Surfacing on the Mercury record label, London Calling by The Clash from the album of the same name on the Sony record label, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones from the album Sticky Fingers on the Universal record label, Always by Bon Jovi from the album These Days on the Mercury record label, and Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols on the Virgin record label. To read my full interview with Andy Palmer, covering his life in the auto industry and the future of Aston Martin, visit ft.com/Aston Martin.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.